The national debt will likely be a hot issue in most campaigns for federal office in the coming year, and Kaine wasted no time trying to tie it to Allen.
The deficit has ballooned because of policies that George Allen pursued when he was a U.S. Senator.
Kaine brought some math to the table, claiming the nation's debt increased $16,000 for every second Allen served in Washington. Warren Fisk at the Richmond Times-Dispatch and PolitiFactVirginia.com has gone to the calculator. Warren, how many seconds was George Allen in the Senate?
189,475,200 seconds. During that time, the national debt increased by $2.95 trillion. So we did a little math, and we came up with that the national debt rose an average of $15,555.38 for every second that George Allen was in the Senate. You can reach Tim Kaine's $16,000 estimate by just simply rounding up. So we looked at this and we rated it a true statement.
Now, Allen's strategy is to associate Kaine with President Obama whenever he can.
On every significant issue, Tim has sided with President Obama rather than the people of Virginia.
He cites energy policy, where he says Kaine and the president are preventing the United States from taking full advantage of its energy reserves, which Allen says are the largest of any country anywhere in the world. The U.S. has the largest energy reserves in the world. Warren, is he correct?
He is correct, and that surprises a lot of people. But Allen based his statements on reports from the Congressional Research Service, which is the nonpartisan research arm of the legislative branch. That what CRS does is it converts different types of fossil fuels into what's called barrels of oil equivalent. Since each fuel produces a different amount of energy, this conversion allows a apples-to-apples comparison. And according to the CRS report from earlier this year, the United States has the highest amount of proven fossil fuel reserves. It's the equivalent of 973.1 billion barrels of oil. Russia is second with the equivalent of 954.9 billion barrels of oil. Then followed by China, which has about 475 billion barrels. Iran and Saudi Arabia are fourth and fifth. The bottom line is that the statement is true, and that the United States, thanks to its very, very plentiful coal reserves, the United States has 27% of the world's coal reserves, and because of that huge amount, it rates number one overall in fossil fuels.
Warren, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Warren Fisk writes for the Richmond Times-Dispatch and for PolitiFactVirginia.com. I'm Fred Eccles.